A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. If you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Use the Stamps.com mobile app to mail everything you need to keep your business running with up to 89% off USPS and UPS. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Use code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.
Sans Pants Radio,
Australia's most family-friendly podcast network.
BigSoftTitty.png. BigSoftTitty.png. BigSoftTitty.png.
BigSoftTitty.png. A good prank for a surgeon to do would probably be give your neck a knee. Oh, let's start again.
Great.
Hey, Demi.
Hi, Tom.
Hello. It's so good to see you again.
Really good to see you too.
You know what? One of the best things about sitting down,
yeah?
Looking up, noticing that you're sitting down near me.
Oh, yeah. One of the best things about sitting down near you, looking down, looking back up.
What?
Give myself a little surprise.
Oh, yeah. Demi doesn't have object permanence.
I don't. I look down at my lap and I say, he's dead. He's dead, I say.
He's dead, he's dead. And you know what? I'm not sad. I'm hearing all of it, of course.
He's dead, he's dead. I'm not sad. Want Milky, want Milky, want Milky. Tom, hello.
Hello. Hey, what's up? Yep. Also, not that amazed that I've come back to life. I'll say that.
You do it every day, multiple times.
Okay, so you would think that maybe even without the object permanence, you'd be like, I'm starting to learn something here. But no, still lagging behind.
Mm-hmm. I don't know what you mean. Well, I don't know what object permanence is supposed to mean, but yeah.
Yeah, you're right. I guess because you can't see it.
Well, if you would stop dying and coming back to life, maybe I'd feel some grief.
Yeah, right.
But I'm hardened to it, like a robot.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Oh, boy, those robots, they can have it all, huh?
Yeah.
They really, when I think about a life that I would like, one of those like assembly line robots.
Oh.
Being a robot that's just a big hand with one job and you do it day in, day out.
God.
And you just use your big hand and you go like pick up something else that's huge and you put it down delicately. Yeah. Oh, man.
Delicately and quickly.
Yes.
Oh, you don't see a lot of robots that are just a big foot, do you? Maybe at the bug squishing factory, maybe they got a disassembly line of bugs.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
A lot of big arm robots, not a lot of big leg robots. Big head robots, never seen one.
Yeah. Well, I guess that's probably a good thing. Because if we start making more than just arm robots, these things are going to work out that they can overpower us lickety-split.
Do you think there's a rest of the robot body underneath the floor of the factory pushing his arm up through the ground and doing stuff? He can do it with his eyes closed. He's never seen himself do it.
That's the big trick. Yeah, no, it actually costs a lot more than you'd think for these robots. Why? Because they're so intricate? No, because we have to build the rest of the body so that, you know, then we have to keep that fed.
We got to teach it to love as well.
First off,
the saddest robots who know how to love but cannot follow through can make these Teslas.
You know what? This is going to actually take a little while because we've got to break the robot's heart.
Yeah. Yeah. And how are we even going to do that?
And then we've got, okay, so, oh my God, we've got to build the most beautiful robot.
We got to make it able to be robot pregnant. We got to build a robot child to take away from the robot.
Okay, well, we're going to have to start with a robot fetus.
Mm-hmm.
And then, actually, and this will be interesting. When does that become a robo?
As soon as you make it.
Okay, all right, okay.
As soon as you make it as a person.
Right, okay, and actually, I disagree.
Oh, no.
And you're wrong.
Politics.
Yeah. My factory, my choice, I don't know.
No, I think the robot, do you think he's satisfied with his work? He doesn't get to see it at any point.
Yeah, but
he's underneath, and he's got one big strong arm, like, you know, when you see a puppeteer.
Have you seen the arm wrestlers? They look like fiddler crabs. It's so good.
Yeah.
There's a guy, my TikTok algorithm keeps trying to guess who I am, and I keep, I guess, befuddling it. Because for a while there, I was getting a bunch of videos by the same account that was like, nerd arm wrestles big biker man. And it was just this like guy who's clearly a competitive arm wrestler but is wearing glasses. And the giveaway is that they can't avoid showing both sides of the cunt. So he looks like a regular guy if you discount the fact that one of his arms is massive.
Yeah.
It's like huge, especially compared to the other arm, which might as well be vestigial.
Yeah.
But he's going up against just like a regular strong guy.
Well, he walks up and the one guy looks at him and he's like, well, this shouldn't be too hard. This is clearly a man who's been doing bee sting experiments.
Yeah. Oh, well, you want me to wrestle your fucked up swollen arm?
You want me
Are
to
you sure?
That one looks like it's been damaged.
Listen, man, maybe you want to take some time off and actually just revert back to scale because yeah. You look all fucked up.
Yeah, you got to wait till the swelling goes down.
So anyway, regular looking guy, but mm-hmm. still big guy comes up and of course loses handily to this arm wrestling dude.
Mm.
And then every video is just that. But then at one point he's not wearing the glasses and they start trying to package it as biker versus gym rat.
What?
I don't know. It's just the same guy wearing glasses, but they're clearly like trying to like make a narrative around this guy, which leaves out the fact that he's clearly a competitive arm wrestler.
Yeah.
And that's the main thing.
What do you think you do to get really like, do you have an arm at home that you use to wrestle with?
Yeah. Where could you get one of those?
Oh, the robot factory.
No. Yeah. It is like, I've seen them do the exercises that they do to warm up for it. And it's basically you grab a dumbbell, okay?
Yeah.
And you're going to want to move that thing around in the most fucked up way you can imagine. You're going to want to look like you've heard a curl explained to you over the phone through a crackly connection.
Yeah.
And then you've just gone out and be like, okay, well, this is actually pretty easy.
I see a man preparing to do his arm wrestling match. It's like I see a man working out to be better at arm wrestling, and I start hyperventilating and crying because I don't know what I'm seeing.
It is.
I thought he was going to swallow it at one point.
He looks like he's glitching dead set. The arm wrestling workouts look all fucked up. He's looked like he just wandered into a gym, picked up this thing, and now he's like trying to shake it off his wrist like it got stuck to his palm. It's fucked up. And like it's ultra fucked up because I was like, well, I guess that workout, you're going to spend double the amount of time in that one arm because you don't have to tend to the other arm.
No.
That thing, chop it off.
Yeah. Get rid of it.
Get rid of it.
You're wasting your time on
the
other
precious
arm.
Precious calories going into that loser arm.
That stupid arm. Get rid. I hate that arm of yours. But that one arm I hate.
Also, the
what else could you do to that arm to make it not be around, huh? Get rid of it. Burn it off.
Burn it off.
Only that arm. Tie something around it.
Yeah. We're going to want to do is stick that arm through some kind of fireproof hole.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I'm going to
wish I had one of those after I was eating Indian or something.
Yeah, that's my agreeing bell.
Thank you.
I want to take that guy on Snowpiercer and get rid of his loser arm.
Yeah, stick it out the window of that train.
Yeah. I wish you could be like, I mean, you know what? Actually, we're overthinking this, Tom.
What?
Best way to get rid of that one arm, a workout for the other arm. Rip it off.
Really?
Yeah.
Because I was thinking, best way to get rid of that one arm, from my experience, tell it you love it. Just be honest with it.
Yeah, but, you know.
And actually show it a good life.
But, you know.
Actually be a good guy.
But, you know.
Actually really open up.
But then, you know.
Be genuine.
But then also, Tom, you know.
Get down on one knee.
But then you know what else, Tom?
What?
If it comes back, you know it was meant to be.
Wow.
I cut off that stupid big arm. Fuck that big arm.
Damn, I just knew that you were supposed to be my arm all along. Stupid.
Hey, hit the bricks, strongy. That's what you say to your other arm, the one that you've been wrestling with.
Get out of here.
Get
my answer
here.
Was right in front of me all along. I guess right in left of me all along.
Your left arm is like always sitting on a bench, staring at you and your right arm being like, once she realizes I'm the guy for her, it's going to be all uphill for old Lefty.
I can't wait for Lefty to get subbed in.
Mm.
I'm looking at the exercises that they do. One of the things they recommend is just wringing out a wet towel.
All right, great. Show me where I can find one of those.
Okay, all right. Maybe they sell these pre-wetted.
Yeah.
Hi. I'm just calling into Rebel Sport. I was wondering if you guys have any wet towels.
Sound of toilet flushing. Yes. That'll be $200.
Oh, thank God. How many do you have?
Toilet flushing.
Different stupid toilets, clearly. They're all different toilets.
Yeah. Sprinting through the shopping center. Yeah, I think that arm wrestling is the sport that I'm like, I think I would like that body the least out of any athletic pursuit.
Yeah.
Because I guess if someone sees you from one side, they're like, wow.
Yeah.
That guy's regular. And then from the other side, they're like, that is the scariest motherfucker I have ever seen.
Well, I would be.
Hands like an oven mitt.
I'd be like embarrassed if I ever went to a show and I'm like, I'm hurting myself with my clap.
Yeah.
My left hand hurts so much.
Coming up for a round of applause and just slamming your left hand into the lap of the person next to you.
You go to a show and every time you clap, you spin around anti-clockwise because your right hand is so strong it's whizzing you around till you're looking at the stage again.
You'd have to put the good hand in your lap and like just slap it with the loser hand.
Oh,
but
great.
Then, of course, the big hand won't be copping that.
Yeah, the big
long.
Hand won't be copping that. And also, the problem is that if the big hand gets all uppity and starts slamming on the regular hand that's on your knee, you're going to be making a hole in the ground with your foot. Just hammering your own leg into the ground.
Hello,
like
Usher,
it's a nail.
I seem to have gone several feet into the ground. Did you ever...
I've met the ghost that haunts the theatre. My foot has.
Oh. It's all the way... Wait, the ghost just hangs out...
The ghost hangs out
the
under
ground?
The yeah under the no there's a basement I would assume right. Underneath the stairs usually in my experience
okay
none by the way
none now there's a scary ghost.
Oh God, she's crazy. You would think she gave herself to God. Why are you being so skooky?
Come on,
I mean, spooky.
Stop being skooky. Oh God, I hope I don't get skooked out.
I don't want to get skooked.
Thank God it's November, Demi.
Yes.
So now, this is the least spooky month of the year.
Spooky? What is that?
The least spooky month of the year.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Did you ever have, like, the thing I always remember about arm wrestling, which is what we're talking about now, is there was, like, a trivia contest at my uni, like, the year before, no, the year that I got there. And I ended up knowing the guy who ran it. It was one of his great regrets because he was like, okay, well, there's a tie for this, so you guys have to arm wrestle for it. And I squared up to arm wrestle. And then the guy just broke the other guy's arm.
Oh, man.
And
yeah.
And like it was a crowded, packed bar. And then that just like you, everyone heard the noise.
Oh.
How do you come back from that? Also, it's the guy's first day at uni and he gets his arm broken in a literal test of strength in front of everyone.
That's fucked.
How do you...
All his trivia knowledge just dripping out of the wound in his arm.
Oh, he doesn't know who fucking Franz Ferdinand is anymore. He was storing that knowledge.
But you
in
do,
the
of course.
And I do, yeah.
Yeah?
Oh, gosh. Franz, buddy.
Franz.
Let's hang out.
Yeah, Franz.
Yeah. Okay.
It was a band. I know that. And the guy was also there.
He was an archduke and his assassination kicked off World War I.
Yeah.
Do you know, the thing I know about his assassination is that it was like farcical. Like they attempted to kill him by just throwing a bomb at him and the bomb like exploded too early, I think. I don't know. But then like he fled and then all the assassins fled as well. And then they were just like walking around the assassin being like, what the fuck? I can't believe we fucked up our one chance of getting is that him?
No.
They both just ended up at the same place at a kick-on, basically.
That rules.
Like, oh, let's just shoot him with a gun.
It would be really awkward realizing that you're walking in the same direction, though, after you've tried to do something like that, you know?
The assassin pretending to get a call on, like, their, I don't know, telegram.
Yeah.
Oh, wow, yeah.
Pretending to get a call on the crow that's following them with a little message strapped to its foot.
Franz Ferdinand being like, do you think that they blanked me? I swear to God, I'm glad I don't want to talk to them either.
I don't even like them, but I mean, it's a bit rude.
It's all about respect.
I think
I love being respected. I'm the big dog.
I mean, we are both adults. I think we can just acknowledge what has happened.
Bang. Okay, who made that noise?
Okay, who did that?
Was that you? He's pointing at the gun. He's got a big hole in his head.
Excuse me. He's talking to the gun.
Yeah.
Excuse me. That was very loud, and I actually have auditory processing issues.
Yeah. Mia, sorry. That's really nice that you can make that loud noise, but this is kind of a conversation of friends that you're interrupting.
This is sort of it's a safe area for us.
Yeah.
Safe area for us to give our
opinions. He's still having
opinions.
This conversation as his like soul is floating out of his body.
Yeah,
just
playing
a
little
down
harp.
At the gun.
Yeah, looking down at the gun.
And now I'm playing the harp. Okay.
Okay, I guess that's fine.
Whoa. Who said that I couldn't have fun? Wow, archdukes, huh? Who said we don't have a sense of humor?
I love to laugh. I really do.
Hey, give me a location. Everybody stop crying for no reason.
Tapping them on the shoulder.
Passing through them.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Is that strange?
You guys are going to love when you see this cool thing I can do through you.
Oh, God.
Your body's doing something strange. All of your bodies is. I can't touch them.
Wow.
What's wrong with you? Only you, not me.
This is so crazy that everyone is suddenly... Oh, my God, everyone's a ghost. You are going to go so crazy for my fun harp sounds. That's the thing, because when you're an angel, you get given a harp halo cloud.
When I don't think you get given a cloud.
Okay.
Your legs go, though.
Oh, okay.
You get just a swoopy thing down the bottom when you float away. I think.
That's when you're a ghost.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, well, when you're an angel, you don't know because it's just a dress under that. Mm. You get the dress. You get the halo. You get the harp.
Dick.
What else do you need?
Dick. Flying, just flying in the wind.
Yeah. Hole in the robe for the dick to come out.
That would
so
be
you know.
Such a weird reveal if, like, just... We... Like, someone knocks down a wall in an old church or something, and we see that all the... murals or frescoes have like reverses and everyone's gowns are like open back, like a hospital gown.
Like in a hospital, yeah.
what were they doing back then? This completely redefines all of antiquity. You mean the
and
whole
got,
time they just had their hanging out there?
Yeah. Yeah. They all had their pooters out and they were donked as well in the back of those robes. There's a family of little mice sitting, swinging their legs on the hiney.
Oh my God.
Sitting on it like it's a shelf.
Enough space there. You could hold anything.
Oh yeah.
They got an M4A hanging out there.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my Lord. Kim Kardashian style. I've heard I broke the internet. These guys are there breaking the Rosetta Stone. That's why that thing was so hard to... I don't know
what the Rosetta Stone does.
Oh, it rules, dude. You got to get into it.
Really?
I think you'll really like it.
I should get into it.
The Rosetta Stone is like a big rock.
Oh. Yeah.
Well, my work here is done.
Okay, no, I get it and I love it and you're right.
No, it's like it's... I can't remember what language it is, but it helped them decipher some language because someone had written down translated two things in a language.
Oh.
And it was Latin and some other thing that had been... Everyone was sitting around scratching their heads, being like, how do these guys even speak this freaking stuff?
Yeah, right. Mm. And the Rosetta Stone was like, here's how.
Oh, hey. You guys are going to love this. Yo, hang out, read me.
This isn't even hard for me.
You know what? Why don't we all just freaking get stoned and hang out?
Why don't we?
Mm.
I'm already stoned.
Oh my God.
Yeah, dude.
I'm mad.
Fucking so cool.
We went bouldering before, Demi.
Yeah, we did. My little arms hurt.
My hands hurt. And that's why I keep having to change the hand
holding the microphone with the tips of my fingers. It's also a little bit too heavy because my forearms are so tight.
Me too. Yeah, it's really difficult.
If I had that one strong arm though.
Oh, that'd be so fun.
So fucking cool. I'd walk around on it. I think I'd go like, whoop. Whip my feet up into the air, just walk around on my fingers on my big strong arm.
The big strong arm is like, I think if you manage to redefine your life around it, maybe that would be fun. But I think after a little bit of time with one big strong arm, I'd start really pining for two strong arms.
Yeah, probably.
Even just like two arms that were kind of strong.
Yeah.
Compared to that one.
We could probably like roll up the strong arm until a lot of that moves over to the other side.
Yeah, right. Know? Just kind of disperse the muscle all around.
Yeah.
Put your thumb in your mouth and just blow as hard as you can. And then thump.
Yeah, I think.
Well, I'm just thinking about how when we were at bouldering, I was like, it sucks that there's nothing up there. When you like get all the way up to the top, they should put like a photo of a pretty lady.
Yeah, they should put some yabos up there. Mm. A picture of some nerpies. Tits.
Yeah.
That's what they should do.
I think
put a little donut up there for me. Maybe a little one square of Cadbury Dairy Milk.
Yeah, you just put a little something up there to make the climb worthwhile. You know what? Honestly, just on top of that final handhold, just like the kind of mint you get at a nice hotel.
Yeah.
Just a single Gillian chocolate.
Yeah.
Like a lint ball.
Yeah.
Doesn't have to be there the whole time.
A wife? Put a wife up there?
Damn, I could really go a wife right now.
I could go a wife. I want to get up there and listen to some feelings.
Doesn't have to be mine.
No, any wife. Whatever. Just a wife.
Yeah, dude. That's the cool shit about wives.
What is?
They're great no matter if you're married to them or not. Let's go. We love wives. Yeah, I think that...
One big strong arm guy going home to his one big strong arm wife and his one big strong arm child.
In the one big strong arm town.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Oh, I can't wait to get in my car and drive one way to work because it's only the right tires can turn. This cunt living his fiddler crab existence.
Stupid.
It's so cool.
So many broken doorknobs in his house because he forgets to use the regular arm.
Yeah. Okay. Hey, we're going to have to reinforce the light switches again.
Yeah. God damn it.
Oh, fuck.
Can we just get a clapper? No, because then I spin around. My weird little feet drill through the floor of our house. Do you want that? More potholes in here.
His wife's just being like, no foreplay is okay. You know what? Let's just cut straight to the chase here.
Yeah.
We don't need to fuck around with that stuff.
Big dent in the bed where your big strong arm lies.
Yeah, trying to fall asleep with your arm under your head and just can't. It's like falling asleep on granite.
Mm.
Yeah, I tried to sit on my hand, so it felt like it belonged to somebody else. Unfortunately, I fell asleep. That's how big and strong my arm is.
That big and strong my arm is. It put me to sleep.
Yeah, choked me out. Dang.
I sat on my hand so it would feel like somebody else was pleasuring me, but it wasn't the right person. Like, I wanted it to feel like it was Greg, but it felt like Monica.
I sat on my hand so I could jerk myself off and it would feel like someone else. It turns out it felt like the devil. It felt like the devil himself.
I sat on my hand so it would feel like someone else was jerking me off, but my dick isn't under there. So it just felt like I was sitting on my hand.
I sat on my hand for a while. I don't know why. I was just looking for something to do. I sat on my hand because I got to be honest, I fucked up sitting, but then I got to my scheduled masturbation and consarned it didn't even feel like I was in the room. This is just fantastic. Sitting on my wife so it feels like I'm cheating when I fuck her.
I sat on my dick so it felt like I was giving someone else a handy.
We've definitely done that one before.
Oh, shit. All right, cut that.
No, it's fine. Just like 100% we've done that
one. All right, we have to cut it then. Yeah. I sat on my hand so it felt like someone else was podcasting before we started.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
Man.
Why doesn't the dentist just let me sit on my teeth instead of giving me anesthetic?
I am so uniquely tired from bouldering.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason is, here's the thing I liked about the place we went to today.
Mm.
Because when we got a coffee, a lady who was making the coffees was like, "How are you finding the climbing?" And I was like, "Oh man, it's fun. I'm fat and weak." And she was like, "Yeah." And I was like, "Yeah, thank you." Like, usually people will be like, "No, don't be so hard on yourself." And she's like, "Yeah, I know, man.
Yeah.
It's
rough.
It's because this is hard."
Yeah.
Yeah. You are too fat and weak to get yourself up a fucking sheer surface. It's hard. And sometimes you find, like, every time I found myself up there, I'm like, "What did I?" Yeah. I completely understand why cats have to be rescued by the fire department.
Yeah, well, if you get up there, well, also cats don't like, well, first of all, cats don't have the finger strength and like they've just clawed their way up there. They're cheating.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's weird to, there's no grips to get back down if you're up a damn tree. You got to get that fireman. And I think the cat's probably just horny for firemen.
Mm.
Seen a calendar before and it's like, yes.
Yeah, if you've worked it out as a cat that the only way you're going to get to scratch the shit out of a hero is by climbing up a tree, I got to waste this guy's time and harm him so the fire has a chance next time.
Mm, I really want to taste hero blood.
Mm.
This is the only way I'm going to get to do it.
Yeah, Link hasn't been around lately. I got to get up this tree and call a fireman to me and then on the way down just...
Yeah.
All right. Let's take a break, Demi, and then we'll be back with more BigSoftTitty.png right after this.
Yeah.
Is that okay? Is that okay to say?
It's fine.
Okay.
It's a little rude.
Fine. Okay, well, how would you say it?
I'd say, oh, Demi, can I kiss your toe? Can I kiss your toe? Demi, can I kiss your toe? Let's go to a break.
Break's going to happen now.
Okay.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey guys, I hope you didn't get served any unethical ads during the break, because that's our job. Find any pills, take as many as you want.
Yeah, knock them back, baby. Let's see what's on the other side.
Big jar of pills. Don't even look up the markings. Mm. Let it be a surprise.
Hey, how far do you think you can fall?
Give it a go.
I bet you it's more. Then, like, the little fucking Acast jingle after that.
Yeah.
Who's picking up the
Why is this? Roadside curbs, just a suggestion.
Yeah.
Do what you want.
Hey, go over the speed limit.
Yes. Going fast feels good.
If you, listen, the Australian government has passed a new law that means you can go exactly your blood alcohol limit over the speed limit. Okay. Find it, see how much your blood alcohol level is, and then just clock that in.
Hey, guess what, guys? There's treasure in strangers' bellies.
Yay.
This is true. Find it any way you can.
Find any way you can. Hey, grab that knife.
Yeah. The biggest animals at the zoo are the most lonely. Give them a friend. It's you.
Now, this is a really targeted podcast ad.
Mm.
Grab that cop's gun.
Quick. Jeremy.
Oh, boy. Okay, now we got to change the subject of the podcast. So
okay.
Immediately I was like, uh-oh. Oh, we're probably liable. Anyway, none of that was actual advice.
Don't.
Wink.
Oi.
Tee-hee.
Spin grandma around real fast.
Oh, my God. She'd love that.
See if she can find the stove after that.
Spin grandma around real fast and then set her off. See where she goes.
See where she goes.
Those instincts kick in, I'll bet. See how she goes. She'll discover new things about her house.
Grandma might like a saw trap. Mm. Who knows?
Who knows? I look to play a game. What's that guy's deal?
What is he doing? Why is What's he doing? Why? All right. Well, have you tried Twister?
Okay. Yeah. We'd
Maybe
all like
Settlers
to play
of Catan.
Mm.
Do you have any wit?
No.
Okay.
See, I told you it's fun.
It's fun, right?
I've never played Settlers of Catan.
Don't worry about it.
It doesn't seem like, it seems like one of those things I've skipped by being 32 and not playing Settlers of Catan. I feel like all my friends are now too nerdy to want me to play it.
Yeah.
Like everyone who would want me to play it is also
Jigsaw.
Too normal to want to speak to me.
Yeah. So. Jigsaw might want to play with you though.
Really?
Yeah, because I think you'd be like,
it's actually really simple. All you have to do is set up the hexagons in a random shape.
Wow.
Then whoever has the most cards at the end of the game.
Okay, Jigsaw, honestly, I've already cut my own hands off.
The Jigsaw
did the trap.
Honestly, a lot of the least realistic thing about the Saw franchise is the amount of people that will be interrupting his rules explanations.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, and wait, So in his tummy, the key's in his tummy.
Wait, start again.
Can you start again?
Did he? All right, but hold on. Did he swallow it or did you put it there? You
didn't fucking have the key. You did.
Yes, yes, I did. You weren't paying attention.
All right, wait, listen. Because I thought that I only had to crush two of my fingers. You're saying that I have to crush three. Can we start again? Can we go back?
No.
I want another go.
I know, but no, I laid out the rules pretty clearly.
I don't think you did because I didn't understand. This is my first time.
I know.
No, don't do it for me. Tell me how to do it, otherwise I won't learn.
All right.
Is that a guy in a morph suit that you didn't know was there coming out of the shadows and reeling Billy back in on his bike and then being like, okay, listen this time. And then puppets back out there.
Yeah, I love that. The idea of a guy in just a blank morph suit like stagehanding his way through the saw traps. Because they would take so much fucking setup.
Mm.
God damn. Like... we've set up, like, the most work we've put into anything is that fucking Rube Goldberg machine for the Channel 4 sketch.
Yeah.
And that took so long.
It took a very long time.
And that was less impressive than the least impressive saw trap.
Yeah. What if one day you woke up in a saw trap and you're like, you're like chained to a pig or something? What's like a saw trap?
I think you've got the right idea, babe.
Okay, so you're chained to a pig.
Yeah.
It's a happy pig too.
Wow.
Really happy. But you can't look at it because you're chained to it backwards.
Mm-hmm.
All right, here it is. You're chained. There's you and a pig.
A merry oinking pig.
You're chained to a merry oinking pig, right? And it's a chain around your tummy and the pig's tummy. So you're on its back. And the pig can go wherever it wants.
Great.
And I guess you've got pockets full of like old apples, I guess.
Uh-huh.
And you have to, I guess the saw trap is that to get off of the pig, because there's only a Tom-sized door that you can slither through.
Uh-huh.
You and the pig can't get out. So to get off of the pig, you have to lead the pig with your apples and your aim to the bolt cutters, okay? So you can get off the pig, but you will be leaving the pig alone in there to, I guess, pig starve. Or it's the same kind of starving.
Well, I would come back for the pig.
Would you come back for the pig?
I think so.
Maybe you could make the pig more Tom-shaped to get it through the Tom door. But actually it doesn't teach you a lesson. So what kind of lesson do you need to learn?
Pig's already pretty Tom-shaped.
Because
look at me, I'm
gorgeous.
Big fat hog.
And oinking.
No.
It's shiny. Curly tailed.
I do have kind of the complexion of a pig. If you look at me and how like shiny and wet seeming my skin is a lot of the time. And like, look at this hair. This hair, my leg hair is the hair of a pig.
It is sort of a coarse pig hair, yeah.
Right?
So I guess the
love
lesson-
me.
I guess the lesson that this is trying to teach you is be, like, more assertive around pigs, I guess, is what Saw is trying to teach you. But anyway, the point I was trying to make is what if you woke up and you were chained, right, and you're there, but it's, like, seems like a little while, and you're like, I'm awake. What's going on? And then eventually Billy the Puppet does turn up, but he's in Lycra with a number on his chest, and he's like, I'm sorry. I was in a race on his little bike.
It was the bicycle equivalent of a fun run. It was hard for me, as my bike is so much smaller than other people's.
Maybe it's other puppets. The only other puppet that I can think of that rode a bike was that puppet of Kermit the Frog that once was on a bike. That's the only other puppet that I can think of.
It's a real horror movie thing to have a small tricycle.
Yeah.
Like, and then I guess that Kermit the Frog thing, but the, movie we watched that a small trike? I think it was like a Friday the 13th maybe.
Yeah, where there's like a trike on its own kind of riding towards you.
Yeah.
It's like, it wouldn't be that scary if it was like a Reed Cycles, you know, 42-incher from the ground.
Oh my God, yeah. Thing that moves like a fucking torpedo.
Yeah.
Yeah. You've got like a pro quality bike with those weird handlebars that are pointing back at where you've come from.
They're trying to make it scary, but it's too quick and it just comes at you and hits you in the torso and you're like, fuck.
We didn't get that. We're going to need like a way higher FPS camera to get this because this bike is really good.
That's Freddy Krueger saying that to you.
Yeah.
It's like, actually, can you walk back again? Let's try this again.
I'm going to need you to go back further because this bike is super, super
super cool.
It's cool and fast, and it's not going to be scary to you if you come forward that quickly. It's
steadily more obvious that Freddy is getting into hobbies. He keeps trying to give people cycling dreams and then catching them really easily. Oh, boy.
You won't be cycling back to life, bitch!
Man, Freddy Krueger potentially might have felt pretty bad watching Breaking Bad because he would have been like, man, that was my word and now it's not.
Oh, crap. And everyone likes this guy.
Yeah.
I thought you could only get attention from being mean.
Oh, I sure have learnt my lesson.
Oh, brother.
I wish I was Jesse. Can you imagine Walter White being like, like, no, Freddy, I told you, it has to be perfect. He's trying to cook meth with Freddy Krueger. Yeah.
Yes, perfect, bitch.
What else does Freddy
do? What else would Freddy do?
Freddy would
be like making a pun about something.
Mm.
So we'd be like, if something was blue, because their meth is blue, right?
Their meth is blue eventually.
Mm.
So he's like, yeah.
I guess I didn't blue this one, bitch.
I guess I didn't blue this one, bitch.
Yeah, because he's like, I didn't blow this one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. Man, Walter's like, hey, you look all fucked up. Have you noticed that you look absolutely loco?
And looks in a mirror for the first time? Oh, my God.
Ah! Dude, that's Freddy Krueger!
Nobody said anything.
God, those weird little finger knives clinking on the test tubes.
Yeah, that'd be rough, huh?
That would sound really bad.
Yeah. Don't care for it.
No, it's bad.
Don't care for it. It'd be hard to grab stuff, but I guess that wasn't really his thing. He wasn't into grabbing. He was into slashing. And
no, he did a lot of grabbing with the one hand, and then the slash hand kind of... The main thing he would do with that is go like, yeah. He would like do like a, an old lady wave.
Yeah, it's weird when...
He'd do like a cougar's wave.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Hey. I've got silk sheets, probably.
Yeah, me and my nobody spotted you from across the bar and we'd love to buy you a drink.
Me and my hand saw you from across the bar.
Yeah.
Sitting on your hand to make it look like you're looking for a third. Make it seem like me.
Me and my limp hand that doesn't feel like it belongs to me anymore would love to buy you a drink. This thing, seriously, no, it might as well be another person. You know, that was the great thing about the Addams Family is that if you did sit on the hand, it really did, even without sitting on the hand, it felt like someone else is jacking you off. Woo-woo-wee-woo.
That hand, there's a lot of disembodied hands in, like, child horror. That was like the scariest thing ever for a bit. Like in Goosebumps, they had just the hands playing the pianos. They had Thing and the Addams Family.
What was the scariest bit of Goosebumps for you as a kid?
It was the... Oh, man, it was the dummy. It genuinely was the dummy.
Dummy's so
Slappy.
Scary. Yeah.
He was scary.
Because also the thing about the dummy for me was that you always were like, yeah, but he survives.
Yeah.
And things continue to go badly.
Yeah.
But then like... And that's kind of like the thing of all the Goosebumps books is that, you know, nothing's ever resolved. There's still the looming threat.
Yeah.
But in some of them, it's like, there's a creepy guy still around.
Yeah.
And in some other ones, it's like, the world's ending because plants are people now or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah, because like the dad, and it's like, oh, so all these little flowers are my dad as well? I thought just that one flower was my dad.
Cooly dooly.
Weird, too, that they were just like, that this girl was like killed a plant that looked like her dad because she trusted that no one could ever know that his pet name for her was Princess.
Yeah. I think I want to play a video game now. Me after reading just a Goosebumps book and just being like, I don't want to.
Yeah.
I can't be thinking about stuff like this, man.
There's a Goosebumps book called Go Eat Worms, which was just kind of like about, oh, man, imagine if you had to eat some worms.
And I guess like, that'd be bad, yeah.
my heart. Slow my beating heart.
I mean, that's one of the things that's like a big trend on like TikTok lives, which I'm now being served just like the most successful ones, which are almost exclusively weird scams.
Mm-hmm.
But one of them is just like, and I've seen like dozens of these. It'll just be like a guy sitting in front of a bowl and the bowl is full of bugs.
Mm.
And then it's him like holding a spoon of the bugs and going like, I don't want to do it. Ooh, I don't want to do it. Ah. And just like every time he goes live, he like goes to eat the bugs and he's like, and he never eats the bugs. He just has like this bowl of bugs.
Do you think
and people are watching, being like waiting for him to eat the bugs.
Do you think he gets sad when some of the bugs die between videos?
I don't think he cares. I don't think he has any relation to the bugs apart from using them as like a, I guess, money generating thing. I think people pay him to maybe eat the bugs. Oh, and then once he receives the money, he just ends the life.
Oh my God. Are the bugs alive?
Oh yeah. They're
wriggling
around.
Where did he get those bugs? Did he collect them or did he buy them?
Maybe like a bait store or like an insect shop.
Mm.
Those are the two places I can think
of. Bait store and insect shop, yeah.
Because a bait store would sell them for use as bait.
Yeah.
And an insect shop sells them for use as insects.
Strange to be at a pet store and buy what could be considered to be a pet to feed to your pet. You know what I mean? Like you could, if you have a snake at home, then you're buying other pets.
Yes.
To give the snake. Isn't that strange?
Oh, you have a pet, Neopet style.
Not really.
What do you think happened to those suckers?
Oh, shit.
You step away from your account long enough, your Grimblow will eat your flimflam or
no,
whatever the fuck.
No, my Borgo's going to eat my Nunda.
Yep, you got it.
Oh, shit.
Sorry to break it to you, sweetie.
Oh, man, but I love my Crinton.
Well, you better love him by putting your freaking ear up to your Grimbo's tummy, because
no,
that's where he is now.
I don't want to.
Okay, fair enough. Yeah, it's all eating bugs is one of the things. Not eating bugs, I should say. But like being like, and they're all really bad at acting as well, of course. So it's just like guys holding a spoonful of bugs and be like, oh. Then the other one is like saying a word a million times or whatever.
What?
So they'll do a thing that is like saying this a million times or a billion times or 1 trillion times. But then I think they always start off like really close to the end. And so, for example, one that I saw like multiple versions of, and this is just the setup for the live.
Mm.
It's they're filming like their table. It's like they've got their another phone in front of them and they've got it set up as like a, I don't know, I guess some fucking calculator app where you just press something and it like you tap it and just plus one.
Yeah.
And so it says like 9999999999, you know, fuck 700 whatever. And then it's just this guy saying, and it, up the top it says, saying jet 100 million times, whatever. And so it's just a guy holding his finger over the plus button and going jet 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 jet. And then you can pay to either minus jets from the tally or add jets to the tally in addition to that. And it's unclear to me how it works, but it clearly does, because when I'm telling you like there are dozens of these from different people. And it's just them going, oh, thank you guys. Thank you so much for the gifts. Thank you so much for the gifts. Let's get the gifts going, guys. It's the weirdest content.
Jesus Christ. Well, I would never minus a jet.
No.
Absolutely not. I would not minus a jet. First of all, disrespectful. Second of all, fucking hell of a band.
Oh.
Said, are you going to be my girl?
Yeah.
1, 2, 3,
that felt like a shared hallucination when Jet were big.
That was so funny.
Wasn't that insane?
Hey, what happened?
What's happening?
What's going on? Why are her big black boots so big?
If you told me that it was like we all got hit on the head and Jet never existed or something. That band sucked.
Yeah. And why is it him describing his perfect woman sounded like he once saw a teenager possessed and was like, perfect. Big black boots, long brown hair. She's so sweet with her jet black stare.
Yeah.
What?
Very bad.
Is she okay?
Yeah.
I think Beelzebub has taken a hold of Christine.
Oh, dang. There's just something about that lady and the way her neck turns all the way around that makes me want to know her name.
Yeah. Yeah, spring neck.
I don't remember that. I remember the one that was like, cold hard bitch, just a kiss on the lips.
Now I was on my knees. Okay, fine. You want a fucking medal?
Frantically licking away at my cold hard bitch's jeans. What the fuck are you talking about?
What are you talking about? What do you want me to do about it?
Do you have the strangest relationship with women, lead singer of Jet? I don't know what is crapping.
It's really weird. You're just talking about being in different positions. All right, you're on your knees.
Okay.
She's over there.
Yep.
Great.
Okay. Every Jet song is about giving you an up-to-date feed of the position of the singer and the lady.
Yeah.
Ah, I'm down here now.
I'm sitting down. She's standing up. I'm standing up as well, and now she's leaning on the bench.
Wow.
It's just an improv game, dude. What are you talking about? Don't.
You're playing sitting, standing, leaning.
Yeah. Can you shut up? I don't care. There's so much of what I want to say. I hear a song, and so much of my life is spent being like, what do you want me to do about it? The song ends, and I'm like, okay, what do you want me to do?
Like, when it's weird getting a cab or like an Uber somewhere, which I don't do often.
Good.
Tell you that much. But like being in a cab or whatever and hearing regular radio and just being like, man, I swear the last three songs were about how we're partying.
Yeah.
Well, is this one also about how we're partying?
We can't still be partying. Is everybody partying?
I swear one of these has to be about like sitting down soon.
Please.
And not about near a lady and tell me the lady's standing up.
No, don't tell me what she looks like and what she's doing, please. No,
just like a nice song about sitting down and taking some time out. I don't get it. You guys, we got to stop. All the songs about partying have been done, okay? Yeah. We don't need any more songs about partying.
We don't need any more. What about coming down? What about the safety tent, huh? Chill out zone.
What
tell
about
me about
a song
that?
That's like, you know what? And now we're cleaning up.
My back hurts a little bit, can't party like I used to.
Yeah, and it's time to put all the chip wrappers inside one of the chip wrappers. Hey, and then put that in the bin.
Hey, is this your cat? I love him. I'm gonna spend the party with your cat.
Yeah.
Patting the cat.
Yeah. I'm the weird guy at the party, patting the Labrador and avoiding eye contact. When someone comes up and starts patting the dog, I'm scared that they'll start being the dog guy. I'm the dog guy.
And then I guess there's ones from the dog's perspective that's like, ah, 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 oh, 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 no, oh, no, oh, no, too many people know.
This is genuinely, it is the worst day of the dog's life when there's a party.
Unless it's like a cool dog.
Yeah, but
We know rubbish dogs. Like Ernie the bulldog party with more than like one person.
Well, Ernie, when we go over there, he fucking glues his back to the wall and freaks out. We've known him since he was a puppy.
Yeah.
But he's just scared of everything and he's
nothing
never going
to
learn.
With the hat.
Yeah. Sucks.
Yeah. Ugh. Maybe he's protecting something. Do you think about that? Maybe there's a secret.
I've literally never looked at him and thought, there's a dog who knows of value. Sometimes you look at a dog and you're like, I'd trust you. With Ernie, I'm like, you are the stupidest thing I've ever seen.
Nah, I bet one day your parents are going to come home and Ernie's going to be sitting upright on the couch with a Rolex on and a newspaper.
You think one day his ship's going to come in and he's going to buy his Rolex and start reading the Times?
He's already got it. He just puts it away before they get home.
Well, yeah.
He's doing the long hustle.
That's the great thing about the Rolex. If you're wearing it, you know right when the Times coming up to hide it.
Yeah, exactly.
Being a watch guy is one of the funniest type of guys you can be.
Very funny. Yeah.
Really funny, unfortunately.
Look how big it is and how shitty it looks.
Wow.
It was so much money.
Yeah. Hey,
it's huge and it looks like shit.
Yeah.
Whoa. Wow. And how much did it cost? So much.
Literally more than you could possibly imagine for this.
$13,000.
Wow. I'm really glad that it looks like shit then.
Yeah. Look how bad it looks.
And the thing
and
is,
it's massive.
The $13,000 is probably down the low end.
Yeah.
Oh.
But I can't like move my hand properly because the watch is in the way.
Yeah.
It's on my wrist and there's so much watch that I can't move my hand.
And also, this is great. You'll never guess where this super expensive thing goes. The wrist. Where I famously don't ever bang anything near there.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing watery or hazardous happens down there.
That's why it's military drop tested. My watch.
Oh, my God.
Yep. Didn't think about that, did you?
Yeah, the military dropped it and tested if anything bad happened. And it sure did. The watch fucking shattered.
Watch shattered. Looked better somehow when it was broken.
Oh, I hate it.
Really fucked up.
It's so fucked up to be a watch guy.
What do you need? I don't understand.
I get appreciating it. I understand that they're cool in terms of like, yeah, that's great. Little gears doing shit.
I don't. But, I don't. I genuinely don't.
Yeah, right.
I don't. I don't.
Okay.
I don't.
Okay.
I don't get it.
You don't.
I don't.
What do you like?
This makes me want to write a song.
I don't
care about your watch. Beep-a-da-ba-da-boo.
Wow.
Are you in the military? I don't care about you. Boop.
Got a regular little Tom Cardi over here.
Big fucking watches in the military. Well, kind of. Military guys like big watches, I think.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure.
I know, yeah. I don't know any real military guys. So the only people I know who are watch guys are like losers in other ways.
Yeah. Hmm.
Oh, crazy. Huh. Oh, I think, I don't know. So much of this is coming from the fact that I'm like a fucking, I would never spend that much money on something that's attached to me.
Yeah.
Because everything that I put on my body, it's like, I'm a ticking time bomb.
Yeah.
You know? It's like everything that I put on my body is like something that's being worn away by the oils on my skin.
Yeah.
But it's just the fact that I'm a clumsy oaf and will immediately like spin around with loose arms and just slam my wrist into a door frame.
Yep. That's what you like to do.
I love to do that. I love to do that shit. I love to not monitor anything about how I move and then just be like, huh.
Yeah.
Wow, that could have turned out better.
Yeah, sometimes the way that we move as a household is like, you know, when you see a video of a very excited little pig,
yes.
And you're like, golly, how did it kick its legs so far? It nearly flipped over.
Mm.
That's sort of our thing. And you wouldn't put a watch on the pig.
I move like I'm a Roomba that is not correctly calibrated a lot of the time.
Yeah, you're always chewing on wires and shoes.
Yeah, and also just like walking halfway into a door. Like I'll just fully half of my body on the wrong side of the door frame and just blam, and I'll look up and like, huh? Someone changed this.
Tom has trouble when he gets to a rug.
I do.
Yeah.
Too scary.
Scary for you.
Too scary. Make me want to go back eat wire.
Tom want to eat wire.
Oh, this really makes me really want some wire. Oh, makes me pine for the good old days when I could just walk through a fucking power board and cause havoc.
Please, please. When I get so far in my tummy, you're going to pull it out? Like when you were a kid and you would eat a noodle and you'd be like, watch.
I wouldn't do that. When I was a kid and I ate a noodle, that was the end of the story.
Oh.
I was so happy to be eating noodle.
I love it. What are you, the Brothers Grimm?
Mm. What, the story?
Yeah.
You thought cool. It was so
good story. It was scary too, a little bit.
Yeah.
The original?
There was a little version of me. Ah!
Yeah.
I think I've told you this, but I remember once my mom had made spaghetti and I saw the big plate of spaghetti and I thought to myself, spaghetti. And then I ate the spaghetti and my mom was like, that was for all of us and the people that we've invited over. I just eaten like little fat kid had eaten about 7 people's servings of spaghetti. And like cleaned the bowl.
Wait.
It was the only time I've seen her like shocked.
But why did you? She's
like, what?
But why?
It was just she'd finished the spaghetti and she'd left it out because she was like, all right, well, you know, now this is
and
done.
And you just ate all of it?
I just ate all of it.
But what? Hang on. Why didn't you wait for dinner time?
I don't know. I saw spaghetti and I was like, this is dinner. It must be dinner time. I will eat dinner.
I remember the song. She was like, when you have spaghetti or covered in cheese, watch out for your meatball. Okay, meatball. And I'm not going to sneeze. Eat it all quick. My meatball.
You know what I've realized is that it was because it was in like a serving plate. And I was like, the plate. It is a plate. It is served. Oh, I see. One big plate to eat all of for me. And I just didn't conceive of the fact that you were supposed to take it off of the plate to eat it in smaller portions.
Yeah, that's rough.
Oh.
Spaghetti.
I felt so good.
Yeah?
Felt so full.
To eat all that spaghetti?
Yes.
Yum, yum, yum.
Yum, yum, yum. Oh, so good. I loved eating Once when I was a kid, I went over to my grandparents' house when they were in South Africa, and we ordered like chips from a local place that they liked. And I ate, I want to say, like 2 gold ingots worth of chips, 2 gold bars worth of chips, rather, and then proceeded to spend 4 hours just going, like in terrible pain,
mm-hmm.
genuine stomach ache.
Yeah, I remember one time at a restaurant, my oldest sister, who was like 10 years older than me, was like, I bet you can't eat the full adult serving of the large spaghetti and meatballs. And I was like, I fucking can.
So wait, how old are you then?
I was about 9. So she would have been like,
oh my God.
She would have been like 19. And I was like, I can. And then I ate this whole plate of spaghetti and meatballs. I was a little fat kid too. Yeah. Ate the whole plate of spaghetti and meatballs and then leaned back in my chair and was supine in a sitting up chair for the rest of the dinner going, oh, 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 oh. Mum was like, what did you do? And I was like, Emma said that I couldn't. And then the next day even, I was like, I don't feel like a person.
Yeah.
Just like that night going home and lying on the living room floor like a dog at Christmas.
Yeah. You ate like a bear.
Yeah. Yep.
Oh, fuck.
Really bad. Didn't enjoy myself at all.
No. And, like, I can't remember the bowel movement that followed because I was at an age where I didn't pay attention to things like that.
Yeah.
I had not – I was still about a decade away from realizing that there was a cause and effect to what I put in my body and mm-hmm. how it comes out.
Yeah. Weird when you realize that.
Weird.
Strange.
Starting I remember eating oats.
I was pacing the restaurant.
This tiny little fat freak.
Little fat kid.
Reeking of spaghetti, pacing the restaurant.
Messy little face. Walking around like a lava lamp.
Oh.
Feeling like one too.
Yeah, worms in you sloshing from side to side.
Yep.
Stomach acid working overtime. Good Lord. Boof. Oh, I'm trying to think of other times I've fucking... completely overeaten.
Yeah.
Just like every
Christmas.
It was
always spaghetti for me.
Yeah, spaghetti is so good.
Spaghetti's the best.
I'm going to try and be like a normal person this Christmas. I think it'll be easy enough because like, you know, we're not, probably won't be doing that much.
Mm. Yeah.
Boof. But it's so easy for me to just get parked by a snack table and then like, like a time-lapse footage of termites destroying a house. Just me steadily moving my way through the strata of the snacks.
Yeah.
Destroying it. And like, you know, just trying, in my mind, having them fire apart enough that no one's like, Tom has had 13 lint balls. But when you get to the stage where you're pocketing the wrappers.
Lint the chocolate. Rather than- He's not eating just stuff around the house.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Lindt. Mm. Oh, fuck.
I'm just going to chew. I'm going to chew some bark. I'm going to bring bark from an old gum that I find outside. And be like, this is all I need.
Oh, no, sorry. I brought one. Opening up your little Tupperware and revealing your bark. Do you have a microwave? Hey, can I warm up my bark? Hey, guys, sorry to interrupt the party. I had some bark in the fridge, and I think someone had some of
that
it.
It was actually just for me. I'm actually I'm in a special diet.
No one had any. Why would we have
any? Why would we have any of your bark?
Why would we? I don't know why you're eating the bark.
Slimming.
Yeah, weird shit, man.
Did you ever have to, maybe this was different, but did you ever have to be like, Mum, sit down, like at Christmas or when people would come over for like Easter eating or...
To stop them from just cooking and preparing
pottering and
shit.
Cooking and like and being like, Mum, it's fine, sit down. Can you please eat? Oh, I had some while I was cooking. I've been snacking.
Yeah, no, definitely. My mom is a woman you have to yell at to...
Yeah, to have a good time.
Yeah, sometimes. Very rarely, but yeah, mostly she's good.
Yeah.
But yeah, woof. Oh, God, Christmas.
Oh, boy.
We should get each other a smile.
For Christmas?
Yeah.
All right.
Cheap, you know?
Cheap.
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 And we don't deserve anymore.
Couple of birds
anymore.
Over here. Eh?
Hmm?
Couple of birds over here.
Yeah, that's right. Maybe, you know what? Great way to make a win-win situation out of Christmas. Ask Santa for a lump of coal.
Hey.
right? Hey, this way. I don't know how I've been. And I don't got no reason to change.
Yeah. I'll use it for the barbecue.
Give me that coal.
Yeah, give me the coal. I don't care.
Give me that coal.
The way the economy's going, it's expensive. I don't actually know whether that's true, but it does seem like coal is something that people worry about.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, absolutely.
Expensive.
Well, hey, everybody, thank you so much for listening to BigSoft2.png. We're going to go ahead and wrap this one up. Thank you so much for listening. We'll catch you later. Oh, and by the way, I've seen the thing about Joe Rogan saying that he can suck his own dick.
I don't want to talk about Joe Rogan. I don't care about him.
Yeah, I think but I just felt obligated to say that it, as part of a self-suck roundup, which no theme, not an official entry into the self-suck roundup.
Not a roundup.
But
we saw it. Thank you.
God, no, I'm not frustrated with
I'm
people.
Not frustrated. I'm just like, yes, Joe Rogan, yes.
Yeah, he sucks, man.
Fucking sucks shit.
Stinky. All right. Thank you so much for listening. Catch you later. Bye.
Bye.